Look, I can't make this point more emphatically because I'm just wondering whether already we aren't sending the wrong message. Malcolm Turnbull's cabinet reshuffle now already got rid of Andrews in defence, whom I thought was doing an excellent job, and so did the defence hierarchy. He scaled back the role of the Immigration and Border Protection Minister, Peter Dutton, who is a class act, Dutton, and he's tough, on the nation's peak security council. I mentioned to you earlier today, and I say again, Peter Dutton has been removed, the Immigration Minister, as a permanent member of Cabinet's National Security Committee. Despite the growing importance of border protection, and despite Dutton's vital role in preparing citizenship laws to punish terrorists. Members of the committee now comprise Malcolm Turnbull, Warren Truss, forget him, Julie Bishop, the new Defence Minister Maurice Payne, George Brandis, lefty, and Scott Morrison. As Greg Sheridan wrote on Monday, Malcolm Turnbull could soon find himself under a lot of pressure on border security. Australia's intelligence agencies are reportedly already gearing up for a new wave of asylum seeker would-be boat arrivals as the highly developed people smuggling industry is about to test the new Prime Minister and his team. Will they be as tough as Abbott on all of this? Greg Sheridan says correctly that the people smugglers have been following Australia's political changes very closely. And he says they know that Malcolm Turnbull has a reputation for coming from the soft-hearted end of the coalition. And he said they'll be quickly informed that the new defence minister, Maurice Payne, is both inexperienced and from the left. Scott Morrison's previous experience on Cabinet's National Security Committee will be invaluable, but he's already got more than enough on his plate as treasurer. So why remove the Border Protection Minister, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton? Now, if border protection in any way goes pear-shaped, Malcolm Turnbull will be in some trouble.